From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
And amidst all of this, it's earnings season stateside, and a good time to be a bank apart from anything.
Yeah, look, just from an investment perspective, Mike, we, sort of maybe hopefully, are trying to focus on what the investment landscape looks like when we get out the other side of the current Middle East conflict. So in that vein, I was very interested in the IMF report released yesterday, their sort of read on expected global growth, but it also brings this current US earnings season into sharper focus. So this week is the start of the first quarter US earnings report. So the calendar year they're reporting on, you know, January, February, March. But arguably, Mike, there could be more focus on the company outlooks than the actual earnings. And just as, I suppose, a little bit of investment 101, Mike, company earnings are a critical support of share market valuations, and valuations drive share markets directionally. If earnings are up, it's a good sign for growth in share markets. So the first week of the US earnings season is always about the financial sector, so the big banks report. And again, taking another little step back and looking at context, you know I love context, Mike, the current analyst consensus is for the S&P 500 companies to grow their earnings compared to last year at around 13%. That is a very healthy expectation. It will be the sixth consecutive quarter of double-digit earnings growth. And this is probably one reason why, although share markets went backwards through the course of this Middle East conflict, they didn't really crater. So they've held up reasonably well. Now, we have had some of the biggies so far, and you'll get the flavour of this pretty quickly, Mike. Goldman Sachs, strong quarter one earnings, 19% increase in profits. The investment bank is doing very well. Record quarter. Citigroup, strong beat on both earnings and revenue. Revenue up 14%. Share prices surge. JP Morgan Chase, another strong result. So the sort of bellwether stock for the US banking financial sector doing well. So the financial sector in the US, if I'm just looking at those earnings, looking pretty robust at the moment, in the face of the geopolitical unrest.
You can't argue with the numbers. Speaking of which, what about the Mag 7 and the NASDAQ?
Well,
tech.
It's not just tech, but I wanted to highlight a bit of a reality check, because we've been heavily focused on the price of oil, on the interest rate impact, on the inflationary impact, all very relevant and important concerns. But quite quietly, in the background, share markets have rebounded in many cases quite strongly. And I'm looking at the NASDAQ, the US tech heavy index in particular, bottomed out on the 30th of March. Since then, we have seen an Artemis-like takeoff, an eye-catching rally. That index has posted its longest daily streak of gains since late 2021. Since the 30th of March, it's up basically 15%, 15% in 2 weeks. So the recent all-time high, where was the all-time high? 24,000, you want a round number. Well, it's at 23,917. So it's knocking on the door of recent all-time highs. It's not alone in that statistic. If I look at the benchmark S&P 500, the big one, what's the number to look at there? 7,000. Where is it? 7,000. You know, so I mean, they're also knocking on the door of reasonable all-time highs. And the Mag 7, remember all we talked about was Mag 7 before we talked about dated Brent and VLCCs. Yeah. That's all we could talk about for our back in focus. The Mag 7 index also up 18% from the low on the 30th of March. NVIDIA, remember NVIDIA, 20% in not much more than 2 weeks. So I know there are a lot of listeners out there that have been looking at their KiwiSaver balances and probably noticed a bit of retracement in the portfolio. And if you do check it all the time, remember it's a long-term investment. Sometimes it's not helpful to check it all the time, but to a reasonable degree, that retracement should have been recouped. So US earnings are expected to be strong at this stage. They look like they are. The US economy, while it may be cooling, it's holding up. Will it last? That's the unknown. It all seems a little bit frothy. And just one last little comment overnight, Mike. Have you seen the news on Allbirds?
Yeah, I mean, what the hell is that about?
Well, that's always not, it's not a great sign. Allbirds, for people out there that might not have read this, Allbirds have decided they're not going to make fluffy shoes anymore. They're going to become an AI company. Yeah. Why not?
Just like that. Why?
Just
yeah,
like
why
that.
Wouldn't
let's become an AI company.
Well, and yep. I noticed the share popped. What was it, up 400%? So maybe it's working for them. Anyway, what are the other numbers?
Come on, Mike, 600%, I think. Anyway, it was nuts. Anyway, so numbers. Right, so we've presaged some of this, but the Dow Jones is at 48,421. It's down, actually, because Caterpillar's down a little bit, but we'll down about 0.25%. The S&P 500, 7,003. That might be an all-time high. I'm not sure whether it closed there. Up 36 points, 0.5% gain. The Nasdaq, 23,912. Up 272 points, 1.15%. The FTSE 100 lost 0.47, about 0.5%. Closed at 10,559. The Nikkei up 0.44% overnight, 58,134. The Shanghai Composite didn't move much, 4,027. The ASX 200 was up 8 points, 8,978. And the NZX 50 gained 0.46% yesterday, 13,076. Kiwi dollar, 0.5907 against the US, 0.8244 against the Aussie, 0.5009 euro. 0.4353 is the mark against the quid, 93.99 Japanese yen, gold $4,792. Brent crude hasn't quite got the message yet that, you know, oil is flowing, $95.54.
Good on you, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Callagher, Shaw and Partners.